In the last full show for the year, we're looking back at 2018. Joining me to do that, Simon Presley from Propertyology. Simon, what were the highlights for you?
The biggest highlight, Hobart, the third consecutive year of double-digit price growth. We've seen collectively about 60% increase in the median house price over the last three and a bit years, and rental growth of 25% over that period of time as well. Outside of that, the wonderful growth in large parts of regional Australia is fantastic for residents who live in those communities, and also fantastic for investors who are prepared to remove the blinkers and follow the fundamentals and not the consensus.
Well, you and I did an interesting video just recently where we looked at the impact of population growth on prices. That sort of highlighted for me just how complicated choosing where the market's heading can be, because there are so many components to it. And, you know, one of the highlights for me was hearing you talk about regional Australia in this last year.
Thank you. Yeah, look, it's undersold, I think, whether it's an alternative place to live, great lifestyle, affordable housing. It's also an economic story, and that's been the driver of most of the growth throughout regional Australia. But I will admit, it's increasingly frustrating that so many capital city folk are naive to how wonderful some of these places are to live and to invest in. It's something that I think Australia, from a top end down, needs to have a good look at, and how we address that perception that a lot of capital city folk have of regional Australia.
What were some of the lowlights? What were some of the disappointments for you, or surprises probably is a better way to...
Lowlights for me, the biggest, well, non-property thing, is just a constant revolving door of politicians and complete lack of leadership and selfishness and no one genuinely interested in running Australia and running the states. That's a constant frustration that I think I and many Australians have. But probably specific, another attack on property investors with the continuation of Labor's pledge to change negative gearing if they get elected in next year. We've already had enough. Investors have had enough whacks over the last couple of years. So that disappoints me, especially when the single biggest line item in the federal budget is welfare, specifically aged pensions. We need to encourage investors, and you and I have discussed that many times, and I'm sure we will discuss it again. We need to encourage investors, not discourage.
Yeah, it's such a short-sighted view, isn't it, to think that property investors are all greedy out to make a buck, when the majority of them are just people who are struggling to put aside a bit of a nest egg for their own retirement. I find it difficult to understand how they can justify constantly punishing people who are out to secure their own investment.
Yeah, certainly. And obviously, we deal with these everyday Aussies every day. It's 100% of our clients, and they are everyday Aussies. You know, good people, hard-working people, middle-income earners. 90% of property investors own one or two properties. So we're not talking rich people, just everyday Aussies having a crack and trying to do something productive so that in years to come, they're not reliant on taxpayer-funded pensions.
Well, next week will be the first show for 2019. I want to invite you back, if I may, and I'd like to get your impressions of it, where you think we're headed for 2019. And I hasten to mention here that I think your comments are going to be very well followed, given the fact that you were the first and probably one of the only, until it became fairly common knowledge, about what was going to happen in Tasmania with Hobart prices. So we'll look with eager interest. You might not want to give too many trade secrets away, but you always give us a bit of a hint anyway.
No, Simon. I'll give you some hints.
Good on you. All right. Well, Simon will be back again next week in the show, and we'll have a look at the year ahead. And by that stage, we will have already started. I mean, all the best to you and your family for the new year.
Thanks for a great 2018, Kevin, and we'll make 2019 better again for everybody.
Yeah, we certainly will. Thank you, Simon. And on that note, I have to go. Thank you very much for your company again this morning. Thanks to our contributors. Great sharing some time with you. I'll be back again next Saturday at the same time. Don't celebrate too hard for the new year, but I hope it's a great night for you. All the best. Happy New Year. See you next week.